Since March 2009, the Pharmacy Podcast has been developing content monthly, weekly, and daily for the business of pharmacy. With more than 25 different podcast channels, more than 1 million downloads, and 30-plus participating pharmacists, the Pharmacy Podcast Network is the global leader in podcasting for the pharmacy professional. Find all of our podcast channels by going to pharmacypodcast.com/shows.
We're excited to have RX Destroyer sponsoring the Pharmacy Podcast Network. RX Destroyer is transforming the drug disposal space by bringing your facility and patients a simple and effective method of safely disposing of unused, unwanted medications. If you're worried about drug diversion and federal rules compliance, learn how RX Destroyer can keep you DEA compliant by checking out www.rxdestroyer.com/Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation, to receive 10% off your first order, use the code PHARMACY10.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation, this is a special episode never done before. It's Christmas time. Did you hear that Christmas music I played just for you? If you're not sick of it yet, play it a little bit more of it. We just got done with Midyear, one of the largest pharmacy conferences in the United States, the American Health System Pharmacists. It was an amazing show. I felt at home there. There's lots to do, much to do. We got to build out a specific podcast for health system pharmacists. If you are a health system pharmacist and you are interested in such a role as a co-host, part of our network, reaching about 78,000 pharmacists now, we have about 27 shows dedicated to the profession and business of pharmacy, please reach out to me. It's easy to find me. Just go to pharmacypodcast.com, go to our contact section, or email me at publisher@pharmacypodcast.com. I have a special guest in the studio with me right now. She is very special to me because she's my mom. And I want to introduce you in the network to Joyce Dallaire. Welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast, Mom.
Well, thank you, Todd. Glad to be here.
So, been doing this a while, but the very first exposure I had to media and publication myself was listening to my mother on the radio. Tell me about what you remember about your experience in Butler, Pennsylvania, with WISR.
Well, you know what, Todd? I have to be honest. I think you remember a whole lot more than I do. But I do remember it being something that was very important to me. It had to do with the pro-life issue.
Yeah.
And, it was fueled by a personal desire to make a difference in the world when we were talking about pro-life. I think you personally remember a whole lot more than I do.
I did, and I paid attention to it. I paid attention to the way that you and Dad at the time were involved with natural family planning and your public outcry and your belief in what you guys were committed to, and I think that's in me. I have a lot of the attributes that came from you as a person that was extremely charismatic to people, and you touched people when you talked to them because of your sincerity and your passion about what you're talking about. But I thought I'd bring you on and just let the podcasters know where Todd Urey got his zing, and that would be his mom.
Well, I don't know if I can take a whole lot of credit. I think you were born with that zing, Todd. I saw that in you from the time you were a little guy. And I knew, even though it was a challenge to me as a mom, that truly you were special. As I saw you growing, I knew that there was something in you. I told you all your life that there was something you were going to do that was important. I'm very proud of what you've done, Todd, and where you're headed.
Well, I appreciate that. You were my first audience, and if anybody is old enough to remember the Donnie and Marie show, that was one of our favorite shows to watch together, and I was a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll,
That's
all
true.
Mixed up into one.
Yes, you were. You loved that show, and you never held back. You would sing, "I'm a little bit country, I'm a little bit rock and roll," and you did claim to be both.
Well, so let's shift gears and get a little serious now. So the consumer side of the pharmacy industry, from someone that is reaching into the older parts of life, which is where you are, and I'm mid-year, and you're a little bit ahead of that, obviously, as my mom. Can you give your opinion to pharmacists who are listening to you right now? What do you look for in a pharmacist in order to feel like you're getting good health care?
You know what? I think more than anything, I want somebody who's authentic and honest. In this time in my life, as well as I would speak to all baby boomers, you know, we're past all the hoopla. We want to know honesty. We want to know from a pharmacist authentically what is out there for us and what we can trust.
Right. I agree. I've been in the industry since 2004, but I still walk up to that counter and try to make eye contact because I want to kind of know that the person is touching my children's medicine, because it's not really me. I can't remember the last time I've actually had a prescription. But when I'm filling a prescription for my kids, I want to lock eyes with the pharmacist and know that there is someone who's paying attention to me and not just, you know, another number as their task to be pumping out 600, 800, 1,000 prescriptions a day. I don't want to be a number.
That's right. That's how I feel as well. If I'm going to go and ask a pharmacist for some guidance, you're right. That eye contact, you can tell if somebody is really there for just the industry or if he's there because he really believes or she really believes in what she's doing. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go back to that pharmacist if I see that there's authentic concern for their clients.
Right. Exactly. Tell our listeners just real quick about yourself and your background. We grew up in Butler, Pennsylvania. I'm not actually from Butler now. I'm down in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. We're broadcasting out of Hiller, Pennsylvania. But tell the listeners about a little bit about you.
Well, I was born and raised in Butler. Still live there. When I was raising my family, my dream was to raise them on a little, I call it a farmette, where I could grow all the fruits and vegetables that I fed to my family.
Which is really chores. That was chores for us.
We had to weed. Yes.
We weeded. We cleaned up chicken coops,
yes.
Damn it.
The free-range chickens were important because of the eggs. But I was really concerned personally as a mom back in those days to make sure that everything was natural, organic, and, you know, didn't have any additives to it that would hurt my family. So I'm also very anti-medicine. So, interesting enough that you're in this podcast, this pharmacy podcast.
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of pharmacists out there that understand that what you're talking about is holistic medicine, right, and medicine that makes sense.
Right.
And most pharmacists are like that. You know, they're going to be concerned with their patients. They're going to talk to them about their diet. They're going to be talking about them stress level, not having too much alcohol, not having too much fat. So I think it's a coming of age. We're in a different environment. We have a partner of ours called RxVIP Concierge Pharmacist, mm-hmm. and Ken Sternfeld is very much a holistic pharmacist that believes in that whole patient. It's not just, you know, pop a pill and think that everything's going
to
be okay.
Exactly, and that's that. I'm glad to see that it's coming there, because that again is where, as you remember, I believed way back in the day when I was raising my five kids on that little farmette. That's where I believed that our concern should be. And to see that that's where it is today, that's really hopeful.
So after 25 years, my mom and dad split up, like many of our families unfortunately do. It rocked our lives. It rocked our worlds. But there's something about my bloodline that is all about recovering, picking yourself up, and keep going. And that's exactly what you did. So let's get on to that part of your life. What was next?
Well, if you're referring to after the separation and divorce.
Yes.
At the time, There's no good thing that comes out of divorce.
Right.
It's a sad thing for everybody. However, in every situation in life, I believe you can make a decision to make it the best it can be. And so at that time in my life, I went back to school full-time, worked part-time.
Still raising
three of my five kids.
Right.
And became a teacher, which right. became the second love of my life, first being my family.
I have to say, and it's not because it's my mom, but your charismatic connection with children is a bit magical, how fast you connect. But it's on a very sincere level where you're actually talking with them at their level. You're not talking over them and you're not patronizing them, but you've always given this very sincere connection. And I think that's why your students loved you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Todd. And all I can say is that I think that the key to making a connection with kids is to learn how to listen to their hearts. And if you just take the time to listen to their hearts, they actually lead you to where you need to be with them. And there is a connection.
Right. How long did you teach?
Taught for 20 years.
That's awesome.
It wasn't long enough, but it was a nice surprise in the second part of my life.
And now you're all over the place. You're going to Sacramento. You're going to Florida. Tell us about that side.
Well, you know, I have five kids, and I have one in Sacramento, three in Florida, and, of course, he likes to think him as my favorite one in Brownsville.
In Brownsville, Pennsylvania, right here in Hiller, Pennsylvania. That's right. Always the favorite. Really appreciate you being on. I know this was a last minute thing that we just threw you on the microphone and expect you to tell a story.
Yeah, you put me on the spot, but how'd I do?
You did amazing. I think it makes sense. We're keeping it short. I just wanted everyone to be introduced to a woman that I think very, very much of. My mother, Joyce Dallaire. I'm very proud of her. And thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.
Thank you.